DJ Dead to the World. I have a confession to make. I'm a little bait. Spearpants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spearpantsradio.com. So turn on and tune in, and always visit us on the web at spearpantsradio.com. New schedules, playlists for shows from our vast archives, and the meaning of it all.
Rhymers home. well-dressed men. They walk a cage full of goats across a b-ball court.
Goats with a rectangle eye.
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 Hi, kitten. This one's for you.
I've been trying to get you to love me. I've been trying to get you to care. Put forth a lot of effort, but I just don't seem to get nowhere. I've been trying to get you to love me. I've been trying to get you to care. Put forth a lot of effort, but I just don't seem to get nowhere.
I don't know a single the sun's coming out today. Staying in, it's gonna find another way. Yeah, yeah. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, seen the sun from here. Doors I fade away. They'll all look at me and say, and they'll say, hey, look at him. I'll never live that way. That's okay. It's just a red change.
Oh, despair.
I thought about listening, but couldn't bring myself to it. The blurry frame pictures of remember wins always roll in my head after the six. Staring out the open window, waiting for one to burn out. But your path has already been chosen to fill a void in an endless emptiness. That is the 17-year-old white kid we've all grown, I suppose. I drop one or two X's off the shirt, but can't change the free feelings. Used to think we changed the world, now I'm just happy to wake up and drink coffee in my apartment. Thought at some point we'd retrieve the same butter bits and but now I'm rambling in my overbearing obsession with my past. It's taking up too much of me, so here I'll be adding notches to my lost friend count. You too have become a broken advocate. Some of them will frequent Christmas parties of co-workers for the rest of their careers, and some will still be feeling uncomfortable and self-conscious, and some will be spinning through all the what-ifs in their head. Then again, I could be wrong, but who will have more kids staring, wearing anarchy t-shirts bought from Spencer's Gifts, and who will get to return to a loved one with no baggage? Yes, I'd rather run the course and not to be in your predicament. Yes, I'd rather run the course and not to be in your predicament. Yes, I'd rather run the course and not to be in your predicament. Yes, I'd rather run the course and not to be in your predicament. Mint.
So far, this is DJ Dead to the World. You're listening to the Elastic Retreat. Only on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting around the universe at spiritplantsradio.com. So turn on and tune in and visit us on the web. SpiritPlantsRadio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Robin, Dad. I guess my schedule is going to be something like this for the next 7 months or so. I'll start training at Cannon Air Force Base. I'll be going through gunnery school there, learning how to shoot and drop bombs from the air, I guess. After I finish up at Cannon, I'll be reporting to Fairchild Air Force Base.
Rifles and cello cases, known with the beer as the deer eraser.
Dress their boys in bright orange, their daughters at home.
Stripping meat, stretching skin for their musical men. The makers of guns will never go home. May their children always play murder weapons and stick. The makers of guns will never fill up. May their children always play murder weapons.
This is Cloud Dead. Cloud Dead.
Abraham Lincoln jumped the gun. Julius Caesar jumped the gun. Emilio Zapata jumped the gun. Tupac and Biggie jumped the gun. Jesus Christ jumped the gun. Malcolm X jumped the gun. Mahatma Gandhi jumped the gun. John of Arc jumped the gun.
Black, 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 stripes, 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 st your brain and love that bomb.
It will signal your subconscious mind, flashing a message. The subconscious will listen and absorb this message.
Exactly.
Let's look at the word subgenius. It does not simply mean just below a genius. Sub-G intelligence level can range far, far below genius. The sub-genius does not pretend to super-knowledge, but to sub-knowledge. Knowledge of the underbeings, the hollow earth from whose darkness issue the Nazi hell creatures and other demons of the abyss. It is in contemplation of the underthings, the underwear lurking just below the clothing of existence, that the sub-genii display what genius they have. The study of this substratum, the foundation garment underlying reality, is the sub-genius's strength, for it is from this source that he or she taps the infinite resources of a force that is completely incomprehensible to humans. The force of slack. Slack, what is it? Well, if you have to ask, you will never know. You were born with original slack, an infinite supply of it. But the conspiracy has most of it now. They don't even know what it is, but that hasn't stopped them from stealing it away. How do you think you ended up a slave to their so-called work?
It's the human condition. It's things falling apart. It's fat ladies in double-knit jumpsuits beating their kids in Kroger's.
True slack is by definition indefinable. It is a kind of direct perception, unfettered by common sense. It is not mere laziness. It is rather a kind of active sloth. Slack in its pure form makes happiness seem like beggary by comparison. Next to slack, the nirvana known to mystics and saints is like endless torment. Slack is different for each person. One might call it something for nothing. But the normals, the mediocritans, the somnambulacs and pseudo-subslans have tried to make it something which we have been led to believe we must work to buy. It is this yearning for slack that separates us from the normals. The human may live out his entire life in a grinding cycle of slacklessness, his hours consumed by meaningless toil, interspersed with meaningless leisure. Yet he never feels cheated. He thinks it is natural. Perhaps we should pity them, but face it, most people are venal jerks, half-witted cattle racing each other to be first to the slaughterhouse and stampeding you along with them.
Death to the anti-god and his creatures who would defame our temple.
Wouldn't you like revenge on these mediocritans, these pink boys, these box-dwelling Barbies and Kens, these normals who have made normality the norm? Pinks are but living stereotypes, insensate meat puppets and food tubes who lack and fear the spark of originality that ignites every subgenius soul. But the long, senseless march into slacklessness may soon come to an end. Oh, it won't happen without a bitter struggle. But at least there is hope.
For in this, the 20th century, we have seen the coming of a savior, a beacon of slack, a banner behind which we may all unite. It is the coming of J.R. Bob Dobb and his mighty Church of the Subgenius.
Bob loves you.
Yes, this is DJ Dead to the World, and you're still listening to The Last Retreat on Spirit Plants Radio, found on www.spiritplantsradio.com. So turn on.
so kind, such a gentleman tied to the ocean side. Lighting a match on the suitcase's latch in the fading night. Ruffled the fur of the collie neath the table. Ran out the door through the dark. Carved out his initials in the bar. Then the earth shook, that was all that it took for the dream to break. All the loose ends would surround me again in the shape of your face. What makes me love you despite the reservations? What do I see in your eyes besides my reflection hanging high? Are you off somewhere reciting incantations, simsalabim on your tongue, carving off the hair of someone's young? Remember when you had me cut your hair? Call me